We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time for the Magnificent Seven. Robbie gives you his best seven plays of the weekend. Want to remind you guys, you can hear the Miami Dolphins on our sister station, 560 The Joe. Dolphins football on 560 The Joe is sponsored by Publix, official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins, by UHealth, and by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, proud partner of the Miami Dolphins. Robbie, this is your time to shine, my friend. Are you ready? How was your Magnificent Seven last week?
Very solid four and three.
That's a winner. Are you ready to rock it this week?
Let's start off with tonight's action. What about that? Colorado at Oregon, 10 o'clock tonight. Oregon is giving 21 points at home. Now, Oregon in three Power 5 games so far this year, they've yet to score more than 21 points, which just happens to be the amount of points they're giving Colorado. Mario Cristobal, very run-oriented. He's kind of holding Justin Herbert back, in my opinion. He's very shaky as a head coach, if you ask me. Now, Colorado, on the flip side, they already have two outright wins as underdogs already this season. And the last four Colorado games have been decided by 5 points or less in regulation. Colorado has been keeping it close with everybody all year. And Oregon just giving 21 points. They only beat Cal 17-7. Now, I know Cal is a much better defense than Colorado, but still, Oregon's offense a little shaky. I don't trust them to give that 21 points. Take Colorado. Take the free touchdowns.
All right. Number two, Robbie.
Oklahoma against Texas, the old Red River rivalry. Oklahoma is a 10.5-point favorite on a neutral field. They play this game in the old Cotton Bowl. It's the only game ever played still in the Cotton Bowl. Everything else goes to Jerry World, but this game stays in the Cotton Bowl. All the traditions here. You got the Texas State Fair going on.
Oh, yeah.
You got the 11 a.m. local kickoff. They fry everything. Fried butter, fried Oreos, left and right.
Oh, sounds delightful.
And you know what else is a tradition? A Texas cover. Texas has covered the last six Red River rivalry games, all of them as an underdog, by the way, of 7 points or more. In fact, they have three outright wins in that stretch, including twice as a double-digit underdog. So this is your stereotypical rivalry. Throw everything out. Throw the records out. Old-school rivalry game. And even Charlie Strong, as bad as he was at Texas, was still able to find a way to beat Baker Mayfield's Oklahoma squad. So this is weird. 10.5 is just way too many points. Both teams are a little shaky defensively. Take Texas. They could, the fact that they could win outright and you're getting 10.5 points, easy money. Take Texas.
Where is game day? Is game day at Baton Rouge? Or is
it's Baton Rouge. But Big Tex will be looking on at that Red River shootout.
All right. Number three, Robbie.
Iowa State at West Virginia. Iowa State's a 10.5-point favorite on the road at WVU. Now, if you guys don't know this, but WVU, they've been sneaky tough at home. They didn't cover against Texas last week, but they didn't cover by half a point, and it was a close game until the fourth quarter. Texas kind of pulled away. West Virginia already has an outright win as a 7-point dog this season against NC State. And Iowa State, they've been kind of up and down all year. You know, they have three games already where they didn't score 21 points. In fact, maybe that last week they pounded TCU. They put up 49, so they might be feeling themselves a little bit going into a tough road place at West Virginia. 10.5 just seems like a lot. Take WVU. Take the 10.5 points.
Number four, Robbie.
All right. UMass at Louisiana Tech.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Louisiana Tech, check this out, is a whopping 31.5-point favorites. Now, you guys are very familiar now with the UMass train.
Oh, it's right. Officially a train.
Yeah.
Full steam ahead. In fact, UMass last week it was on 104.3 HD2 because I believe we had conflict at the time.
That is correct.
They got walloped by FIU, and FIU had not covered the spread the entire year, and they lost by half a hundred to FIU. They already have three losses already this season by 34 points or more. Now, you guys got to be thinking, oh, man, they played some really tough teams in that stretch. The FIU, Coastal Carolina, and Charlotte all beat UMass by 34 or more. And check this out. They have another additional two losses by 25 or more to Southern Illinois and Rutgers.
Jeez.
Now, I got to be honest with you. I got nothing to say about Louisiana Tech. This is solely on UMass. The fact this is everybody's slump buster. Louisiana Tech, they've been kind of up and down this year. But it's UMass. Everybody covers against UMass. It's a cover party. Take La Tech. Give it 31.5 points.
Do you think people on UMass's football team are just like, yeah, we're here for fun. We're just here for fun. Just getting a sweat in. I mean, what? It's just to be so inept at football. Number five, Robbie.
You could thank a Whipple for that. Penn State at Iowa Saturday night prime time. Penn State is a road 3.5 point favorite. Now, Leroy, you know about playing at Iowa at night. It's a very tricky place to play. It's
yes,
a weird
it
place.
Is.
They got that pink locker room for visiting opponents. In fact, Iowa is 13-6 all time at home. At night, 3-1 in the last four ranked games. At night, the pink locker room. And Penn State, a couple years ago, they won in the last play of the game, but they didn't cover against Iowa. And Iowa always, no matter how highly ranked the opponent is, no matter how bad Iowa is, they always find a way to pull one of these upsets at home. And last time Penn State played a quality defense, they played Pittsburgh. They only put up 17 points, and they were at home. So Iowa, home dog, getting 3.5 points under the lights at Kinnick Stadium, a tough place to play. It's going to be a close game. Take Iowa in the 3.5 points.
Okay, number six, Robbie.
The big game day game, Florida at LSU, Saturday night. LSU is a 13.5 point favorite.
Seems
at home.
Like a lot.
This is a sneaky, bitter rivalry. In fact, Florida, by the way, has covered the last three. They have covered the last three in this game. Now, this is the first game at Baton Rouge since 2016. Because remember, they had that hurricane snafu,
yep.
And then LSU got the game moved over there. Then they had to play the next 2 years at Florida. And that game, Florida won that game as a two-touchdown underdog at LSU 3 years ago. That was on the last play of the game. They couldn't get a 1 yard.
Right.
The last five games in the series have all been decided by one score. In fact, the series has been within 13.5 points every game since 2011, and LSU has not played a defense as good as Florida so far this season. I think Florida could win this game outright, believe it or not. Take the 13. I hate it. Amber could be in here on Monday. Jethro, it's going to be horrible, but
man,
I think Florida
can
win this game.
I can't take swaggering Jethro next Monday,
No, we can't have that.
Especially if the Canes lose to Virginia.
Oh.
I mean, just, you know, forget it. It's enough already with her. All right, number seven, Robbie.
So take the 13.5 there. Number seven, you just happened to mention Virginia and Miami tonight.
Oh, boy.
The Canes are 2-point favorites. Now, we've been asking ourselves all week, why are the Canes favored?
Yep.
And I think it's because of outdated reputation and because, I mean, it's true. The reputation is way outdated. It's not 2001.
It's like bad milk.
It's expired.
Okay. This reputation is sour.
And, you know, they have more talent because their recruiting classes have cooler names than the recruiting classes of Virginia. Swag 16, Surge 19, Storm 17, Category 20. Virginia has none of those stuff, which is why Miami's probably a favored.
What is a Virginia's recruiting class? Like Scarecrow 18? What the hell
Thomas
is Virginia?
Jefferson 20.
Snooze 19. But Virginia, we know this. They're a forever nemesis against the Miami Hurricanes. We know how the Orange Bowl ended.
Forever.
48-0. In fact, Miami has only covered one of the last eight games against Virginia, and Virginia has two back-to-back double-digit underdog outright wins in that stretch. Now, I'm going to give you guys some stats. These guys may make you cry. Miami, last 16 Power 5 games, 4-12. 4-12. Also, the last 16 FBS games, that's what the record is against the spread, 4-12. In fact, here's the worst one. Because before the season, I would get into arguments of Canes bros because I say that they're not going to win more than eight games.
This is the CBC.
Yeah. And then the Canes bros always tell me, bro, after Florida, they're going to be favored in every single game the rest of the way, bro. Let me tell you how the Canes do as favorites, just outright. Forget about the spread. The last nine games, FBS games, as favorites, outright. Forget about the spread. You know how many games they've won?
No.
Three.
Oh.
As an outright favorite. That's the only... Just not even to cover the spread, just to win. They've won three of their last nine as favorites, and they were favorites in the Pinstripe Bowl because Vegas has no idea about the Miami Hurricanes. And then all of a sudden, the Canes are going to block somebody, and they're going to stop committing the swag penalties. I don't buy it. Take Virginia. Take the 2 points. Probably not going to need the 2 points, to be honest with you.
Oh, Jesus.
God.
Man.
Jeez. What's 1-1? That's truth. That's science.
He somehow needs to make that trombone say truth and science. Just, I don't know, man. It's a Friday. You just bummed us out. I don't know what to tell you.
Truth. Science.